following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, summer heat can melt down your car battery faster than a snow cone on a hot dashboard. That's why at Advance, we test your battery for you. Free. Need a new one? We'll install it. Also free. No reason for you to get all hot and sweaty. Come to think of it, no reason to put a snow cone on your dashboard, but that's irrelevant. Fast, free battery installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings, see?
Oh, yeah, they match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Everyone loves avocado season at Subway. Add creamy, refreshing avocado to any of your favorites or try it on the turkey and bacon avocado today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, participating restaurants. Facebook is a trade.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Monday morning, everyone. Happy July. This is the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan as we get ready for the 4th of July week. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, real good. How about you, Doug?
I'm doing good. Made it through. Survived the weekend. Sometimes that's questionable.
You did a good job with it. You look good. You look good.
You've had a bad weekend then, huh? Coming up on the show today, we had a best of Friday, and so we didn't get a chance to discuss the latest Husker football news, party, fight, suspensions, kicking off of the team, dismissals, I guess would be the word we're looking for there. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will chat with us because next week we're into our 12 teams in 12 days and July 24th and 25th in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, where we will be talking with the coaches and players getting ready unbelievably for the college football season. What is it, 62 days? Is that what it is? 62, 63 for the Huskers, August the 31st. So we'll talk with Sean. Also, we'll talk football with Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. It came up just short in their 43-40 contest against Sioux Falls in the United Bowl on Saturday. We'll get a recap, and we'll also talk with Dave Malarnik from the Cornhusker State Games. Folks, if you get in every year, or maybe you've never been in but want to be, this is your chance to do it. Today is the entry deadline for most of the sporting events, over 60 of them to choose from, and you can go to CornhuskerStateGames.com to find out more information. So that's all coming up on the show today as we get this July underway. And a reminder, Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is coming up 1 week from Friday. You ever just sat down and gorged yourself, Jimmy?
Not with hot dogs. I've been known to eat a lot of spaghetti.
Spaghetti's your deal.
Yes, kind of. I mean, I really didn't want to gorge myself. I just ended up doing it.
I mean, I can handle a Thanksgiving, and I can eat some food, but I've never been to the point where I could do anything close to competitive eating, where you could just sit down for 20 minutes and try and stuff as much. No way.
When you look at that guy, and you'll know the guy's name, the real hot dog eating contest guy that dips it like in a, he's got a bowl.
Joey Chestnut or Kobayashi or any of those champs. Yeah.
Yeah. Their names don't come up to me quite as fast as like Ruth, Mantle, DiMaggio. You know, those names come up a little quicker. But, you know, those guys that eat those hot dogs, it's amazing. I mean, they get a huge, like, aquarium of water. And they just dip those buns in there. You know, I thought you had to put mustard on them, ketchup, take your time. No. You know, you had an hour to eat them. But, no, that's not the way it works.
No, no. They shove down as many. Oh, it's some people think it's disgusting, actually. I enjoy watching it on the 4th of July. I like watching the hot dog eating contest, but Joey Chestnut, the champion, doesn't have any competition now, and that's too bad. You always want to have a little competition. We've had some competition in our Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contests over the past. We've got some great prizes. It's in the air conditioning of the Hilltop Mall Friday, July the 12th. So if you want to be in it, and if you have been in it before, best prizes we've ever had. It's worth your time if you're one of our hot dog eating contestants. You can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and enter. ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to our website and you can enter the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. You just put your name, where you're from, an email so we can contact you, because we have filled up the last couple of years and we don't want to leave you out. We have a lot of walk-up business on that Friday, which is great. Always has been great. We want it to be full, but just again, don't want anybody to be left out. So if you want to be in, again, if you're unfamiliar with it, this isn't New York. You sit down for 30 minutes and eat as many Troutman's quality hot dogs as you can. These are no wimpy dogs. These aren't the 49-cent packages, and I'm not saying Nathan's are, which they use. But Troutman's is the real deal, and I think the record is like 13 hot dogs in a half an hour. And you can put the ketchup on it if you want, mustard on it, whatever you want to do. But that's coming up. We'll talk more about it as we get closer, but it's going to be here before we know it. Coming up, Sean Callahan. We're going to chat with him. Next week, the U.S. Senior Open going on in Omaha. We'll be down there for that as well. So plenty to jump into. It is kind of a quiet day in the world of sports, but there is Wimbledon going on. As you heard, Serena Williams has been knocked out. NASCAR going on. Plenty of golf. And speaking of the Senior Open, the U.S. Women's Open wrapped up yesterday. And again, Jimmy, the sports that don't get the limelight, and you'd have to put women's golf as one of those, when something special happens, then people start taking notice. If there was any golfer, Tiger or anybody, that would win the first three majors of the year, that would dominate the headlines in the sports world. Well, NB Park has won the first three majors of the year for the women, and she won the U.S. Open yesterday.
Isn't that something?
Amazing.
Yeah that is.
You got to be on your. I mean, it's just one of those things. You have to be on your game because you're beating a field of 140, 150, in this case, ladies, to get the job done.
Yeah, that's it, that. You know, like you said, in sports, there's things that will come up. I mean, if you bowl a 300, yeah, you know, and I don't care where you bowl it at, in any bowling alley in the United States, people are going to start watching you throw the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th ball. You know what I mean? Everybody else is going to stop what they're doing. You know, so that's a good point.
Yeah, somebody from the Oakland A's is throwing a no-hitter, and they pop it up. You're going to watch it, even if they're not your team.
And you know what's great about baseball is guys that have a record of 11 and 19, they can throw a perfect game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, on a given day, they can do that. I mean, you know, Bobby Beamon, his long jump, I mean, farthest he ever long jumped in his career was 27 feet, and all of a sudden he pops one 29.5. Everybody knows him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one knew the guy, but now everybody knows him. A couple teammates knew him, but, you know. But, yeah, for women's golf, they need something. Just like thoroughbred horse racing needs that triple crown.
Yeah. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday from HuskerOnline.com. It's Sean Callahan joining us today. Sean, what is the greatest athletic moment of the Sean Callahan career?
Of my personal career?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, making state basketball when I was in high school was a senior year deal, was a great deal, just to make it, because you guys know how hard it is to make it. I mean, it's not like football. Only eight teams can make it, and we were Class B, so, you know, there's, 32 B schools, and only eight can make it, and that was a huge accomplishment because we were only the third team in Gross High history to make it to state, so that would rank up there for me personally. I'm trying to think if anything else would come to mind, but that definitely is one that I always will remember.
Well, Friday we had a best-of show, had a variety of things going on, so we didn't get to bring up some off-the-field news, which I guess the good thing is it's been a long, long time since current Husker players, I guess, got in trouble or we had news stories. That seems to be every school has one or two guys every year. Something happens to get in the news. I guess just overview of what happened, what can be said, what can't be said?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing, the reason why people are talking about this a lot is because it's been such a rarity under Bo Pelini's watch at Nebraska. This will be his sixth season, and this is really one of the first incidents we've seen. I mean, way back when, his first year, there was the Andy Christensen deal, you know, and that was, you know, nothing that he really had a lot of control over. I mean, Andy was a player from the previous regime and whatnot, but there's been nothing of this nature where guys have been suspended. And I guess what I can say is for both of these players, this was not their first offense. You know, Ernest Suttles and Thomas Brown, I know talking to some sources, they were actually involved. The same two guys were involved in a fight situation during the weekend of the spring game as well. And they were the only two guys involved in that. And I know Thomas Brown is a guy that's had some things with inside the program where he's been disciplined for. And, you know, he wasn't actually involved specifically in that incident where the bottle was broken over David Santos's head, but he was involved in another deal. And basically the captains went to Thomas Brown along with some other leadership figures in the program and said, hey, you need to do this, this, and this and to be a part of this team. And he kind of balked at those requests, and they said, well, then you're done. You know, it was a situation where I think he probably could have stayed if he would have done what he needed to do. But his attitude and some of the ways he went about doing things, I felt like it might have been something rubbing off on younger players, and it was a concern. You don't want guys like that that are bad examples. Ernest Suttles, on his situation, like I said, he was involved in the altercation earlier around the spring game at another party where no police were involved, and then obviously the final straw is when you break a vodka bottle over a linebacker's head. I heard some radio show in Omaha this morning, a lady saying that he deserved another chance. I mean, you could kill somebody with that. That is a real weapon. I mean, that you are intending, that's a felony assault in my book, if you're going to break a full bottle like that over someone's head. And you know, it would be hard to let him back on the team, especially when David Santos is a leader, and he was, from my understanding, trying to break up the altercation, and Suttles came in and broke a bottle over his head. I just don't think you can let a guy back on the team that did something like that.
Sean, I have not seen, usually this is a police report type of deal. Have we not got to that point, or will we not get to that point?
Well, there is a police report for Suttles, because when you go to the hospital and there's any kind of assault, it's required by law to fill out a police report. So
okay.
There possibly will be some charges pressed on him. And, you know, David Santos got 18 stitches, and he was hospitalized with this deal. I mean, I think it was an overnight situation where he was held because, you know, 18 stitches over the head, that's a pretty substantial cut that he suffered. And obviously it was severe enough that the players went to the coaches with it, even though the law enforcement weren't involved in this deal. And like I said, I don't, you know, I know people are like, oh, it's great the defense is showing aggression or you got, but come on. I mean, a freaking vodka bottle over a guy's head. I mean, I understand completely why he's not on this team anymore, but that's much different than punching somebody in the face. I mean, that's almost like hitting somebody with a baseball bat in the head. I mean, it's pretty severe.
We're talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, where there'll be further discipline for current members of the team that might have been involved.
As far as I know, those are the only two guys. You know, there was a false report put out there by some offshoot website that said four players were gone, but Suttles and Brown are the only two guys, as of today, gone from this situation and from everything I've heard. So, Santos was more the victim in this deal, obviously, with the bottle going over his head, trying to stop an altercation. You know, and that's the really only other name you hear. But no, I think those are the only two right now. And I definitely think Sean Eichhorst was involved in this deal. The statement did not come from Keith Mann of football. It came from Chris Anderson, who's Moore University, and she deals with Sean Eichhorst. So it leads me to believe that Sean Eichhorst definitely had some involvement in this thing behind the scenes.
Yeah, hey, Sean, Jim Lang, hey, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we could make light of this and go, hey, you had the defense. This is really good news. Hey, we're finally hitting somebody, and we're going to get better. And I'm behind you 100% about how dangerous this is. And if you had a child or at that party, you know, how dangerous it might be there at that party and the things that can happen. But, you know, there's a team unity where you like to spend some time with your teammates off the field, and you'd like to make make them make smart decisions and do things that are intelligent, you know, not here go to a party. Because now every time they go together, everybody goes someplace, the Huskers are going to get a bad name for a while.
Yeah, I don't think it was – hopefully that's not the case. Because Bo Pelini has kept a tight lid on things and in terms of guys getting in trouble and whatnot. And I think actually from what I've heard, this whole deal has kind of rallied the troops together and brought the team even closer together. I know the team, from what I've heard, was behind 100% the decision to let these guys go. Everybody completely understood from what I was told, and they understand why it happened and probably needed to happen when a situation like this happens with Ernest Suttles. And we're talking about two guys, by the way, that have not played a snap of football for Nebraska, a single snap. I mean, at a lot of other schools, I mean, this wouldn't even really make the news or be a big story. It would just be kind of handled internally, and you'd get the media guide on press day and like, oh, they're not on there anymore. But obviously in Nebraska, it's a different deal. Any one of the 85 scholarship guys is a new story, no matter what happens.
Sean, will we be missing talent? I mean, I'm hearing that we don't know much about Suttles, but Thomas Brown probably could have been a player for Big Red. Just kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, coming out of the spring, he was behind Jared Afalava at that spot. But, you know, he's there right now with Afalava. I think long-term, though, Josh Banderas is the guy that I personally think will – was going to overtake those guys regardless. He was a higher-ranked guy. He's a four-star guy, a Rivals 250 recruit. They were both three-star guys. Banderas understands Nebraska football. He's intelligent. He can learn the defense better than these two guys, I feel. He's athletic. I mean, he's a state hurdle champion. So I do think long-term, it wouldn't surprise me if Banderas locks up one of those outside linebacker spots. Thomas Brown, I think they were really looking for him to have a breakout spring, and he never had it. He was just really slowed with learning the defense and just didn't quite grasp the system. And, you know, I think part of that is belief. You know, you've got to really go knee-deep and want to study and want to learn the defense. You just can't expect to show up to practice and learn it on the practice field. And I've already heard stories about the incoming freshman guys like Josh Banderas and Nathan Geary, Johnny Stanton, A.J. Natter, they're going in every day, meeting with the grad assistants on their own time to learn and understand the film and the concepts of defense. And there's some older guys in the program that don't do that right now, and I think some of these younger guys are setting an example already, because to learn the system, it does take some commitment. It is like learning a foreign language, and you've got to understand the concepts. And, you know, Thomas Brown wasn't really getting there quite yet. And, you know, he was great on the scout team when you look at a play card and all you got to do is bull rush a tackle and practice. But playing the real defense versus the scout team is a whole different deal.
Yeah, another thing, a point you made that was well taken was, by me anyway, and I hope our listeners feel the same way, is you talked about these players haven't played a snap, and sometimes that's an easy decision for the coach to make. The tough decisions are when somebody like Sue does something incorrect, you know, drives a car maybe incorrect or gets in some trouble that way, and maybe, you know, and that's what everybody's looking at. They're looking at, is everybody treated the same on this football team? You know, Lawrence Phillips, just got through having 250 yards rushing against Michigan State and comes home and gets in trouble. Johnny Rogers got in trouble over the summer one year and ends up winning the Heisman about a year and a half later. So, you know, those are the things that are tough decisions as coaches, is once those players are popular by the fans and by the other team members, you know, so it's a tough call.
I think everybody, Jimmy, I mean, Sean, I think Bo's been pretty even keeled with any of these situations, don't you think?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I know, like, the one that kind of rings a bell to me, though, is the Mike Caputo one. He got the DUI and still played in the bowl game. You know, and I think the reasoning on that was in 5 years, Mike Caputo had not done one wrong thing, and they gave him kind of a pass on this deal. Well, with Ernest Suttles, I can tell you, I know he had another incident very similar to the one that has happened. And with Thomas Brown, he's had about 4 or 5 within the program that I've heard about. So I think it's, There's stuff internally that we don't know on each case, but, you know, more often than not, you know, Bo is going to have your back. But if you kind of, quote-unquote, screw him or, you know, don't take his authority seriously and do the same thing again and again, obviously you're going to be gone.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, too. I mean, a player that's spent 5 years and makes one mistake, I mean, you know, hey, let's move on. So I agree with you.
We know a lot of people like that, friends that maybe had 4 or 5 beers and they got in the car and drove and they blew .1 over the limit and they get a DUI and they really aren't drunk, but legally they are drunk. And, you know, it can be a tough situation that happens to anybody.
Sean, before we let you go, Mick Stoltenberg, the latest in-state kid, there seemed to be some news out there. The Phillips kids there as well. Just kind of a quick comment on those two.
Well, now Nebraska at 9 commits. Mick Stoltenberg from Gretna, you know, being the third in-state guy, which gave Nebraska the top 3 in-state players in the state locked in the class. You know, I think he's a guy that's going to start out as an offensive lineman, a ton of upside. Great frame at 6'5", 255 right now. Harrison Phillips received an offer last week. Coincidentally, it happened right when the Ernest Suttles thing internally was going on. I don't think that's a coincidence at all because Nebraska now has another defensive line scholarship to give. So I think it worked out well for Harrison Phillips with that situation that they're going to give him an offer now, and the recruiting class probably grows now by 1 or 2 spots. With Harrison Phillips' offer, assuming he commits. Peyton Newell's the other name to watch. I think Harrison Phillips, Peyton Newell, both those guys, you know, Nebraska sits pretty well with, and they could be at 11 or 12 commits here by the time training camp opens next August or next month.
All right. Well, most of the media in the state is taking a little vacation before college football begins, but not the gang at Husker Online. They're always there for you. And, Sean, we'll get you together for the roundtable again later this month, and can't wait to see you in Chicago.
Hey, let me say one thing on Husker Online. Today our promotion ends, where if you sign up today by 5 o'clock with a membership or upgrade your current or extend your current membership, it's a great deal. It's $100 for an annual membership, but we will give you $99 right back to use in our Husker Online fan shop, which carries the largest list of Husker apparel you're going to find anywhere, and I truly mean that. So
cool.
If you want to get on our site, make sure you take advantage of the deal that we're offering right now that ends today at 5 o'clock. It's our Get Gear 99 promo that will give you $99 back in free apparel if you sign up for a membership.
And every day they're counting down the top Husker players for the upcoming year. They're between 21 and 25. You can check that out from 40 on up to number 1. I wonder who 1 will be. Sean, thanks for the time, buddy. We'll Jimmy, you got one more thing?
Yeah, Sean, hey, I just want to thank you for getting an insight for our listeners on that story. You told the story exactly how it happened, and you took up some time to find out and prepare and get that, so we really appreciate that. Other thing, Omaha Gross, what year was it you went to state tournament?
1999.
Gotcha.
He's just a young
pup. We played
pup.
Seward in the first round and lost. We had him, and then we couldn't hit any shots down the stretch. We were beating him and then lost the game. So we had a good run, though.
I just want to let you know I did not ref that game.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Sean, have a good 4th of July week. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean Callahan. Husker Online. Check him out at huskeronline.com. Doug Duda, Jim Lange with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. A little recruiting information there. Anytime we're talking recruiting, we also let you know that T&L Irrigation of Hastings, of the United States and of the world, brings those updates to you. And, folks, right now, time to take that change. A hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation. Been driving around the state even more, and TNL, TNL, somebody else. TNL, TNL, somebody else. TNL, TNL, somebody else. I love what I'm seeing out there. Folks have either upgraded or they are brand new, and they have picked up these TNLs, and they're doing a great job because for years they have proven hydraulic technology, and you know what? You trust them. They take care of you. They'll take you in the office. They'll take you into the dealership. They'll show you exactly what the difference is with a hydrostatically powered pivot system. Visit your local TNL dealer today or online at TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime at T&L Irrigation. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Cornhusker State games with Dave Mlarnik. We're going to talk with the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis. And we've got more on the weekend in sports coming up.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Corona wants to make your summer better. So this summer, we're giving away trips to places like New York City.
Hey, I made it. I grabbed my bags and went straight to my hotel room, locked the door. You know, it's New York City, danger. No, it's dark out. And there's a guy outside dressed like the Statue of Liberty, and he is still looking at me. That restaurant you recommended, if it involves getting in the subway, no. A show. Maybe, but maybe not. I do get some pretty good premium channels in my room. Oh, History of Pencils.
Don't let this guy win your trip to New York City. Corona's giving away trips to make your summer better. Walk through Central Park, catch a Broadway show, and grab an ice-cold Corona at a bar where people wear jeans more expensive than your house. Corona, find your beach. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages, and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C., 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Import.
It's Grand Island Hy-Vee's biggest fuel saver event ever. Save this week. Pepsi products, 4 for $10 with coupon. Save 20 cents off per gallon of gas. Lay's potato chips, only $1.77 a bag. Save 5 cents off per gallon. Bud or Budweiser, 24-pack beer, only $14.88. Save 5 cents off per gallon of gas. And Johnsonville Brats, only $2.77. Save 5 cents off per gallon of gas. All those savings and more this week at your Grand Island Hy-Vee.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we climb up to around 80 for a high with a light northeast wind. Then we'll stay with a clear sky and light winds tonight with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley from the Weather at Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Right now it's 72.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. You can always be part of the show by tweeting us at ESPN 1460 1550. We're always there on Facebook at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. You can call the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And, of course, email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the Royals, they're trying to get into the playoffs. How will they fare? As we went into the weekend, they were 5.5 games back. Check and see. Are they? I think they still are. How will they do? They're farther back?
I think they're only 4.5 back.
Oh, cool. How will the Royals fare in the second half of the season? That was our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the weekend. 56% said no playoffs, but they will have a winning record. 25% said they'll be at 500 or below. 13% said playoff bound. And 6%, or Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff, said they'll win the division title. What do you think, Jimmy?
Detroit.
I think the Royals can finish second. Cleveland's doing okay. Kansas City, Cleveland and Detroit tied for the league, the lead in the AL Central. The Royals are 4.5 back, but they're 3 games under .500, and Minnesota is 6 back, and the White Sox are 10.5 back. So I kind of expect Cleveland to fade. Kansas City, I think, can finish second in the division. Whether that gets them into the playoffs, probably not. Whether it can push Detroit, who knows? They're only 4.5 back, so they've got a chance. Our Midtown Mark Cooter question today, which current National League division leader is more likely to win the pennant? Pull up those standings as well. We've got Arizona leading Colorado by 2, San Diego by 2.5. That is the tightest division in baseball, with San Francisco just 3 back and the Dodgers 4. Here come the Dodgers, by the way, my World Series championship pick. Will it be the Pittsburgh Pirates, who lead the NL Central by 2 over St. Louis? Cincinnati's 5.5 back, and apparently the Cubs in Milwaukee are still playing baseball. Or do you go with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are leading the West Division, and they have a, or I already said that, the Atlanta Braves, they're leading the East Division by 6.5 over Washington, 9.5 over Philadelphia. I always take the Braves. I'm taking Atlanta. Plus, they got the biggest lead. I doubt Pittsburgh can hang on because they're Pittsburgh. So
It's nice to have the team with the biggest lead right now, isn't it? You know what I mean? Give me somebody with the biggest lead.
I'll take the even money.
Yeah, give me this.
Use a few even money wins this week.
I'd like to bet the track, the horses. I'd like to see them start and then run about two-thirds of the race, and then I'd like to make my wagers right there.
Stop!
Yeah, right.
How come my horses are always in the lead at the quarter pole? Yeah.
There you
go. Doesn't do us any good after that. So you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, coming up. I can't. You know what, Jimmy? I couldn't believe this. And again, I pay attention as much as I can. But this Lincoln Highway celebration is a pretty big deal. Estimated over 12,000 folks in Kearney yesterday for the parade and all that was going on. Today, they're all out at the archway. Classic cars everywhere. I didn't know it was going to be this big.
If you'd have told me about this Lincoln Highway thing, unfortunately, luckily, I read a little bit in the World Herald about it like a week ago. Mm-hmm. But if I would have taken that like on an ACT test 30 years ago, I'd have never even known where it was at. I'd have guessed Lincoln. You know, I'd have got some of it right. But hey, you know, they said that Grand Island and put like a mile of pavement in, and then Kearney did. They added a mile of pavement in. But I mean, that thing was, you know, just like a, I don't know if it was graveled or dirt, or I mean, like to say I knew, but I really don't know. It was like a 1912, wasn't it, or something like that?
Well, what were you, a seventh grader?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, now, Raul Ibanez, speaking about age, Raul Ibanez hit his 19th home run. Did you know that?
And he's 40 or 41?
41, and the record's 29. Do you know who it is that has the record?
The oldest guy to hit the most
home runs. 40 at 41, this guy hit 29 home runs.
Well, I think it was still Hank, wasn't it?
It's Ted Williams.
Was it Ted?
1960, Ted Williams. But I looked that up. I just wanted to know. Hey, my brother-in-law's birthday's today.
Do you like him?
You like him. Like him. He's in Kearney today.
There you go.
Yeah, he helps
me. Shout out a happy birthday.
He lives in Vegas, and every once in a while, you know, I'll call him on the phone, and I'll say, hey, take Seattle Mariners. We'd get 50-1 and go down and do this. So, I mean, yeah, I try to get along with him a little bit. I've known him for a few years.
His juice isn't too high?
No, there's no juice at that. In fact, I think my sister adds on money, so I don't feel bad.
There you go. UNK basketball teams are picking up recruits here in the middle of the summer for the men. Nick Christensen of Raymond Central, Kevin Dineen of Omaha Creighton Prep, Josh Lallman of Millard West are all coming in, plus Davian Pearson is out of Las Vegas, has spent time at Central Wyoming College. For the women, it was announced today that Riley Bowser, originally from Holton, Kansas, and had played at Highlands Community College, is going to be coming in. She looks like she must be a little bit of a firecracker, defensive assist type player, not a big scorer, but one of those role players that can help out Coach Chaney and his team. The NHL draft was this weekend. The USHL had a record 31 players selected, 9 more that were alums of the USHL, but 31 players, unfortunately, none of those were in a Tri-City Storm uniform. 9 of the league team, so it wasn't just the Storm, but I mean, the Storm has had, just not this year, but a record 31 players were selected. A lot of those come from Team USA. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little Cornhusker State games, Nebraska Danger football, and more after this.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. $18,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-240-1898 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-240-1898. 800-240-1898.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we climb up to around 80 for a high with a light northeast wind. Then we'll stay with a clear sky and light winds tonight with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley from the Weather at Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Right now it's 72.
Duncan Daddy's show rolling along here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Monday. We've got a lot more to talk about as the week progresses on, including a preview of the U.S. Senior Open, which will be going on at the Omaha Country Club starting next week. Again, fans can go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, watch and practice. Competition begins on the 11th, and Kenny Perry won their latest major, which was yesterday. The seniors kind of bunched theirs together, maybe a little bit more because their season isn't quite as long. But Kenny Perry won the Senior Players Championship yesterday by two strokes over Duffy Waldorf and Fred Couples. So a lot of big-time names will be coming to Omaha as well in next week, not even a couple of weeks. Looking forward to it. You looking forward to it?
Yeah. Tell me some of the – I don't even know. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you know any of the big names that are coming in? I mean,
Fred Couples will be there, okay. Bernhard Langer, Colin Montgomery, who just is turning 50. This will be one of his first events, either his first event or second event for Colin Montgomery. Mark Calcavecchia, Tom Watson, Tom Kite, just some of the names of the – or maybe of the veterans. I don't think Vijay Singh decided he wanted to come, even though he is eligible. So
right. Now, have you ever seen any of these big-time golfers play? Have you ever been anywhere where you saw a big-time golfer play?
Yes, on my couch.
Okay. When I was like 13 or 14 years old, I got to see Lee Trevino play.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he played at Lachlan Country Club. And, you know, I got close enough to him that he probably knew who I was by the end of the round because I stayed right next to him, you know.
Well, I think Fred Couples will be the most popular player just from what I'm already hearing from friends and fans around the state of Nebraska. People want to go watch Fred Couples. So it'll be exciting. Of course, John Daly did play at Lachlan and Hastings a couple of years before the state tournament, kind of a exhibition deal. And there have been, obviously, famous golfers in Nebraska, a lot of them. You'll run into if you go up and play at Sandhills, and I'm sure more now at the Prairie Club at Valentine, but a lot of people jet in and play the Sandhills from Ben Crenshaw. And golf is one of the many events that'll be being taken part in the Cornhuskers State Games, and Dave Mlarnik joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we want to make sure you don't miss that registration. The 29th annual games are later this month, and Dave joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Jim Langan. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Doug and Jim. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good.
Real good.
Had one last push here. How are entries so far?
Entries are looking really, really good.
you know, we typically will get about 35 to 50% of the entries today and tomorrow, which is really kind of strange. But that's human nature, I suppose. But as of today, the corresponding date away from the deadlines or on the deadline last year, we were up about 15%, which would translate to roughly a 1,200 participant increase, which would be awesome.
Dave, let's help those procrastinators out. This is for most sports. What are the couple sports that still have a little time to get registered for?
Well, we always take late entries like in the energy 5K and walk events. Those are things that we can quickly and easily put additional participants in. The cycling tour is a non-competitive event that we allow late entry in. And I think sailing takes a lot of on-site entries, but just kind of a handful of sports that would allow registration after today.
We're talking here with the executive director of the Nebraska or the Cornhusker State Games, and Dave Mlarnik. You can go to cornhuskerstategames.com and get signed up. Any surprises this year, Dave, or the entries kind of just like they always are? The popular sports are still the popular sports, or are you seeing a growth in one or two others?
Well, there's going to be some growth in lacrosse. I think talking to some people in Kearney just last week when we were there for the Live Well Tour, you guys have a presence of lacrosse, I understand, already in youth out there. And the numbers in that sport have already surpassed last year's total, which I think we only had like 11 or 12 teams, and I think we're going to easily double that. The other trends, I mean, it's just kind of a hodgepodge, and that's not atypical. It's pretty normal from year to year that some will grow and a few will decline. But just looking through the list of sport numbers this morning, there's nothing in there that really says, hey, we're not gonna cap last year's total at some point, and that's pretty encouraging.
Where are we seeing some of these new sports that you guys put in? There's two or three there. How are those doing so far? And I guess promote those a little bit for the folks that don't know already.
Yeah, the new sports include hockey and figure skating, and both of those sports are doing really well. I think figure skating has about 20 registrants, and I think hockey is up to now like 17 or 18 teams, which if the pattern flows as it usually does, we'll end up with somewhere between 35 and 40 hockey teams, which I think for a summer tournament is pretty outstanding, and it'll mean that there's going to be great competition in every age group in hockey. So those are a couple sports that we're happy to have on board.
Had a caller that wants to know the distance of the cycling race. How many cycling events are there, Dave?
Well, we actually, the only competitive cycling we have is mountain biking, and I'm not sure of the exact distance of those without looking it up. We don't do a competitive road bike in cycling anymore. But for the tour, we've got a 25-mile, a 50-mile, or a 100-mile.
That sounds painful to us unathletic types. But the Live Well Nebraska Tour, you touched on that as part of the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run. We had Jordan Larson, Kurt Tomasevich with us on the show last week when they were making their stops in Kearney and Grand Island. Of course, Scottsbluff, North Platte, Lincoln were the other places. How'd that work out? Because it sure seemed to be a hit here.
It was just a wonderful outreach, and proving once again that star power rules. Curtis and Jordan were just fantastic. They were interacting with every kid on the court and out on the track for Curtis when they were doing their athlete clinics. And, of course, they showed up and did the tour thing and always had great remarks, but just a couple of real good personable people. And so we were delighted with the amount of attention in the communities and the activities that people came out for. By the way, your YMCA in Kearney is top-notch. Just great facilities, great people. That was a really, really fun day.
Well, we're glad it all worked out, and we're just getting geared up for the big Cornhusker State Games, July 19th through the 28th. Some events take place that first weekend. A majority take place the second weekend. You've got the torch will come in. You've got the opening ceremonies. Anything else you want to let the folks know about that?
No, that's just, you know, that's our way of making and helping ensure that all of these participants feel like Olympians. We like to do some things in the tradition of the Olympics and give them that experience. So we start on the 19th at 5 o'clock. We actually open up and we have a meal. Every registered participant gets to partake in the meal for free. A lot of interactive games there at Sport Fest for a couple hours before the actual ceremonies begin, and then we'll march all the participants in a traditional parade of athletes like you might watch at the Olympics, and then we'll have skydivers and some patriotic flair, fireworks. We've got the Crevier family coming in for basketball and unicycle exhibition. It's kind of crazy.
Cool.
And then the mystery torchlighter, always a topic of great speculation and conversation. Who's it going to be this year? Well, that person will be revealed that night, and those on hand will get to be the first to know. We'll touch off the cauldron that kind of, symbolizes the spirit of the games.
And you didn't want to reveal that torchbearer today on the show. I mean, I know you passed it up last time. I just thought we'd give you another chance.
Not today. Keep trying, though, guys.
I'll be curious. I got an idea. I got a couple ideas.
Okay, well, I'd be interested in hearing those ideas. That's always fun for us.
I think there could be some. It could be like a record, like either the youngest or the oldest torchbearer.
Sure,
has come in. They've done a great job with some former athletes, obviously. So that's always fun. And folks, again, don't forget the 29th annual Cornhusker State Games. The registration deadline for almost every sport is today. They have till midnight, right, Dave? 11:59.
Yep.
So check.
Register online, cornhuskerstategames.com.
All right, the executive director, Dave Mlarnik, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck. Hope it's the 29th annual, hard to believe, goes as well as the previous 28.
Thank you, and have a great 4th, Doug and Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Dave Mlarnik, executive director, Cornhusker State Games. Go to cornhuskerstategames.com.
Are you going to do the 100-mile bike race?
No. I could ride it a little ways before I fell over, but 100 miles, no way.
Now, did they say they were going to have somebody parachute out of a plane? Is that what they said?
Oh, they always have cool stuff going on at the opening ceremonies. They got basketball on unicycles. That'll be cool. Just, you know, something different. They've always had some kind of a exhibition or daredevil, or if you want to call basketball on unicycles, I'd say that's kind of different. But they have all kinds of different things every year during their opening ceremonies.
Jeff, have you ever parachuted out of a plane before or not? Have you ever tried that activity?
Nope.
Doug?
No. You?
No. No, we can't talk about that on the show then.
What do you think? Does the Cornhusker State Games take it another level? Is Jack Hoffman going to be the one that runs the torch up there?
I think you're right.
I think he's got to be one of the finalists, right?
And
I think the cause, I know he's just 7, and I assume somewhere he's going to be turning 8. You know, he's been paraded out there a lot for a young guy that's been trying to go through what he's been going through, and their family has done such a great job. Just how many times do you do something like that? Does T.O. trot it up there sometime, being the great athlete that he is, or do they go back to some of these great athletes that we have had in the state? Find out. It'll all be there when we have the Cornhusker State Games coming up later this month. Hey, Doug and Jim here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, man, they've got things going on starting in July. South 2nd Avenue at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Check out Think Midway on Facebook and enter to win the Husker football season tickets. And that's up through July. The winner will be announced in early August. And don't forget, summer is finally here. And before you head off on your next summer adventure, make sure that you stop in to see your friends at the Midway Auto Dealership. They've got some online coupons, especially for you and your vehicle. $10 off any fluid system service, whether it's transmission, coolant, power steering, or brake. They've got their off-road special. They'll replace the fluids in your transfer case, front and rear differentials, perform a multi-point inspection. Summer special, front-end alignment check, tire inspection, rotate and balance the tires, 23-point inspection, and a lube and oil filter special. Get an extra $5 off through the month of July. Check out those special coupons online at thinkmidway.com. We'll talk with Nebraska Danger head football coach Mike Davis next.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Travis Pastrana has leaped from an airplane without a parachute. He once jumped his rally car 269 feet onto a barge. But his latest feat? Travis races his 650 horsepower Roush Fenway stock car using a racing formulation of Valvoline motor oil with next-gen technology. Made with 50% recycled oil, Valvoline Next Gen is specially designed for today's hotter running engines. Valvoline with Next Gen technology, 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
The story of the band of brewers is one of rolled up sleeves, of not quitting till it's perfect, of late nights and early mornings, of figuring it out together. There's no rule book to tell you when it's done. When you know, you know. We knew. And now, you get to drink the result. Introducing the gold medal winning Third Shift Amber Lager. When beer is your calling, you never clock out. Band of Brewers Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Raise your glass.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. At HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Godfather's Pizza Summertime Taco Feast is back. For a limited time, you can get a medium taco pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new strawberry lemonade streusel, made with an enticing mix of sweet strawberries and tart lemonade streusel, all for only $21.99. Give us a call at 402-461-0386 and we will have your order ready for pickup at our drive-thru window. Or dine in with us at 1414 North Burlington. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we climb up to around 80 for a high with a light northeast wind. Then we'll stay with a clear sky and light winds tonight with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley from the Weather at Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Right now it's 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jabba Chamberlain has helped out UNK. Now you can help out his foundation with the Reviving Dreams, breathing new life into old dreams. It's coming up later this month, Wednesday, July 17th at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. But, of course, Coach Damon Day, who will be our co-host tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, they are getting together old sporting equipment, old baseball equipment. Maybe you've got too many bats, too many gloves. You've outgrown some of that. If you would like to donate it to the Reviving Dreams program for families and kids and programs that could use them, you can drop them off here at the station or at the UNK baseball offices by contacting Coach Damon Day, and he will get all of that to Jabba and Haymarket Park later this month. Well, Mike Davis is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, as they have returned from Sioux Falls, coming up just short, seeing their longest winning streak ever come to an end, and it was another great game between them and Sioux Falls, 43-40 in the United Bowl on Saturday night. And Coach Mike Davis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, thanks for the time, and great season for you guys. I know it's always better if you win that last game, but you've had a little time to kind of look back on it. First off, your thoughts on the game, and then we'll kind of get to the season as a whole, but looked like the team played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we played we didn't play perfect. We played well, though. We played well enough to win. Just, you know, a couple, I'm not the one to blame it on refs, but a couple questionable calls kind of turned the momentum of the game on us, and, you know, we had a chance at the end, and we just didn't get it done.
And, Jimmy, you talked about this, too. They bring in different officials. So it wasn't like when the games, you didn't do the playoff game for the Danger at home. They brought in a whole new different set.
Yeah, they bring in different sets for that. Hey, the controversial call that I just was wondering about, I mean, because I listened to the game on the radio. So, I mean, I have no idea. But there was a fumble, and it looked like maybe Nebraska thought they had the ball, and then they ruled it simultaneous. Was that correct? Did you think you had the fumble?
Yeah, well, we kicked off. What was said to me was we stripped the guy, and how the ref explained it was number 85 from Nebraska had the ball. Number 12 from Sioux Falls came in and grabbed it and put his hands on it, therefore making it simultaneous possession. And so my question was, this is not basketball. This is, you can't have a tie-up. And then we came out of the pile with the football. So, you know, we were up four in that, at that point. It was 2 minutes to go. You know, we'd had the ball going in. You know, obviously we'd had to take care of the ball to get some scores. But, you know, it kind of turned the momentum on us. And then so they end up scoring. And, you know, we'd gone on – 2 4th-and-3 and a 4th-and-4 early, coming down with a minute left, and then 4th-and-7, you know, with a 38-yard field goal, you know, with our kicker. You know, I just I felt like it was the right call to go ahead and kick it and get into overtime because our defense in the red zone had been superb all night long. And I figured we could stop them and hold them to a field goal and then turn around and get a touchdown. We got to overtime.
Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You hate to see it come down to something like that. Was there anything else in the game that you felt turned the momentum either for you or against you?
Well, you know, they had a chance to put the game out of reach early in the fourth quarter. I think it was 36-24, 36, something like that. And they were on the 4-yard line, and we caused a fumble, and Darnell Terrell picked the ball up and was off to the races, and they had an inadvertent whistle, so they had to blow it dead. So we got the ball on the 4-yard line instead of getting a free touchdown, basically. Besides that, they were pretty good. It's just, you know, those couple calls causes the game. You know, even when the commissioner and the league officials that were there even said that they, you know, that was a bogus call and they'd never heard of that. You know, when you hear that coming out of their mouth, it kind of puts a sour taste in your mouth a little bit, but it is what it is. Got to play better.
You know, the inadvertent whistle could happen. I mean, you know, and that's covered by rules. You know what I mean? If you have an inadvertent whistle,
right.
You got to the call I don't like is the one where they said 85 had the ball. Because once you have the ball, and then another guy comes in to strip it, and now it's loose again. If you have a simultaneous possession, it should go back to the team that had the ball last, which was number 85. So that's disappointing. But yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, it was a great season for the Nebraska Danger. This is what you guys wanted, and just reading Bob Hamer's editorial and comments today in the Independent, kind of about. You already look ahead towards next season, and your great quarterback, Jamil Sewell, he is the player of the year. I would think if you're the offensive or the defensive player of the year, it's hard to hold on to that guy because if he's the best, he might want to take a look at whatever the next level is. Kane Farquharson says, I want to come back, one of the top receivers in the entire league. Where do you go from here now, Mike? Because you don't have to build a team. You've already done that.
Yeah, you know, Jamil is one of the best. You know, we'll get a chance to get him. You know, he says he wants to come back if he doesn't get an opportunity to go to the CFL or something like that. You know, obviously he's getting some interest from a few teams, so can't fault him on that at all. So for him, it's just about what do we have to do to get a little better. You know, we need to upgrade a few positions, not many. You know, obviously the game is getting. Super competitive. So for us, it's just about, you know, putting the right foot forward and getting a couple more pieces to the puzzle so we can bring that first championship home to Grand Island.
Well, an outstanding season, and looks like a lot of the pieces could be in place. Any other news that we need to know about all the coaches back, or have we got to that point yet?
Oh, we have not even. I haven't even gotten the guys out of town yet. But, you know, I don't look to change much at all. If it's not broke, why fix it?
Well, Michael, we will let you enjoy your summer. I'm sure we'll see you somewhere along the way on a golf course or at a game somewhere along the way. And always appreciate the time throughout the season here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great season and congratulations.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you later, Mike.
Head football coach of the Nebraska Danger as their season winds up 11-5. So too bad they had a couple calls that should have been theirs and didn't go their way.
Yeah, the one that's tough is the fumble recovery of it, because that was so critical to get that right and take your time and find out. Basically what's happened is, like, let's say you intercept a pass and you've got control of the ball now. Mm-hmm. Well, the defense now has the ball. So now if you have a simultaneous fumble recovery, it goes back to the team that last possessed it, which was the defense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
No,
you know
I know.
I mean? Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the offense fumbled, and then if you got a simultaneous recovery, it does go back to the offense.
Yeah, this isn't a Hail Mary between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay
yeah,
Packers.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
No kidding.
Hey, Phil Steele has Nebraska going to the Rose Bowl, folks. He has got Ohio State going to the national championship game. So basically saying Nebraska's going back to Indianapolis losing, but that will still get them into a BCS game. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Ohio State beats Nebraska, what, 17-14 in overtime? Is that what happened?
Everybody's so high on Ohio State. We'll see. We'll see. Again, has to be a year or two where Urban couldn't get everybody in there that he wanted. This is still second year, so we'll see how that all
California had Ohio State on the ropes about week three.
Yeah.
California, who finished like 4-8.
Yeah, we'll see how it all pans out. As we get ready for 12 teams in 12 days, which starts next week, U.S. Senior Open, and a whole lot more tomorrow. We got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as well. We want to thank Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, and the executive director of the Cornhusker State Games, Dave Mularnik, for all joining us on the show today. Jimmy, have a great week, man.
Hey, is anybody getting married this weekend?
Ah, Jeffrey, producer Jeffrey. We'll be making more fun of him as the week progresses.
This is my last day, and so I wanted to make sure. Hey, congratulations.
Thanks, Jim. Means a lot.
See you, boys.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.